This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
There is a question from on the YouTube from Samadullah Mughal. I've been struck with a difficulty and it is not going away and it has been 2 years. What should I do so that Allah will listen to my prayers, duas? Please help. Brother Samadullah Mughal has asked a question that there is a great difficulty that has struck him since 2 years. He's praying to Allah, the difficulty is not going, what should he do? Difficulty can be of various reasons. Whenever a difficulty comes to any individual, it can either be a punishment for the things you have done wrong, or it can be a test. Whenever there is a difficulty, it may be you have done something wrong, maybe you have done some sin and Allah is punishing you, or maybe you are on the right path, Allah is checking you, Allah is analyzing you, that even with the difficulty do you have faith or not, and Allah is testing you. It's a test for you. So if any difficulty comes, number one is you should istighfar. Imagine a beloved Prophet Muhammad, and there are various hadith. In one hadith it says that the Prophet did istighfar 70 times. The Prophet did istighfar 100 times a day. Imagine the best exemplary human being on the face of the earth. The best Prophet on the face of the earth is Prophet Muhammad. There is no better human being that has lived on the face of the earth other than the last and final messenger Prophet Muhammad. When he, who's the best human being, is doing istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when the Sahaba asked that, Prophet, you asking for forgiveness, he said, how can I be so ungrateful to Allah that he has given me so many ni'ama, so much of good things? I cannot be ungrateful, I have to do istighfar. So if the Prophet did istighfar, who are you and me? You know, we cannot compare ourselves to the Prophet. He is millions and multiple millions of times better than us. So number one should be istighfar, that if it is due to certain wrong deeds that you have done or certain mistakes you have done, you ask Allah for forgiveness. And if you do it with a sincere heart, Allah will forgive you. Number two, you start contemplating, start analyzing that how is your lifestyle? Is your lifestyle based on the Quran and Sahih Hadith? Is your lifestyle according to what the Prophet has mentioned, what Allah wants you to do? You start analyzing that is your income halal? What you're earning, is it out of what Allah has told you, is it honest or is it of riba, is it of something haram? So you start analyzing all the things you do. Number one, your earning. Number two, how do you lead a lifestyle? How do you spend? Is it on the halal way? Is it following the Quran? Is it against? You start analyzing and pondering over your lifestyle. You may find that when you analyze and scrutinize, many things you're doing is not as per the Quran and Sunnah. You may be taking loan to buy a house. You may have taken a loan on interest to buy a car. And you may think it's normal. Interest is the 12th major sin according to Imam Adhabi. And the Prophet said, there are 70 levels of interest. And the lowest is doing zina with your mother. Imagine. So many a times people lead a lifestyle and think, oh, I'm following Quran, Sunnah. You know, I'm doing as per, I am a very good Muslim, I practice Muslim. But when you scrutinize, you come to know you are doing many major sins. So number one, you first analyze that, are there any major sin? Or are there any grave major sin? Then you analyze, are there any major sin? And are there any moderate sin? Are there any minor sins? And you see to it that if you are doing certain things which are haram, you stop it. First stop, if you are doing many haram things, stop the grave major sins, then the major sins, then the moderate sins, then the minor sins. And every sin, of course, has a degree. The scholars have classified into major and minor. Some say grave major sin. And if you analyze and you stop, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give barakah in your earnings, barakah in your life. And if you analyze and then you start doing more, see to it that you don't miss any of your faraiz. See to it that your tawhid is very strong. You're praying your 5 times salah. And then when you're praying 5 times salah, see to it that you pray the Qiyamul Layl besides the Witr, the Tahajjud, in the last 1/3 of night. And you told me that you have been praying for 2 years and your prayer is not answered. My question to you is, did you prayer during tahajjud. And when you pray during Qiyamul Layl, see to it you pray towards the last one third of your night in sujood. And scholars say that you cannot say you have left every stone unturned until you pray in tahajjud in the last one third night in sujood. And tahajjud, praying in tahajjud is like an arrow that never misses its mark. So you have been praying, but you didn't tell me when you pray. There are certain times when prayer are more accepted. Of course, number one, it is when you're doing Hajj in Arafah. You know the day on the 9th Dhul-Hijjah during Arafah, people are doing Hajj, that's the 8th day. When you pray between Asr and Maghrib, that's the best your prayer will be answered. Then, Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, because you don't know which is the main night, you pray the full 10 nights, but in Arafah, in Yawm al-Arafah, you know it. You know these few hours are there. And if you're doing Hajj and you're in Arafah, that's the best. Then would be Laylatul Qadr. Even that's equal to 1,000 months. It's equal to more than 80 years. That's also phenomenal. But to be sure that you'll get that, the Prophet said, pray all the last 10 nights. If not, then the odd nights. And the Hadith. Then you have weekly, the best day in the week is the Friday. 1 hour after Asr, the beloved Prophet said, Allah says 1 hour after Asr on Friday, on Yom Jummah, Allah answers the prayers of His servants. So one is maybe a few times in a lifetime, that is during Hajj. One, the best time in the year is the Laylatul Qadr. The best time in the week, it is Jummah. And the best time in 124 hours, it is during Tahajjud. Every day you can do. Then, of course, the du'as of a traveler is accepted, etc. And the various, you can keep on talking. So see to it that your salah is there, your du'a is there. See to it that you're giving zakat. See to it that you're fasting in the month of Ramadan properly. You're doing the additional fast. And all these things, you can keep on talking for hours together. You are doing your faraiz, then you're doing the mustab. The fasting of the mustab is also there, whether it's the day of Arafah, if you're not doing Hajj, day of Arafah is the best. Your 2 years sins are forgiven, the previous year and the next year. Then, of course, fasting all first 9 days is the best of Dhul-Hijjah. Then is the Ashura, and the list is long. See to it that your pillars are strong. So after you've analyzed that you're not doing any haram, see to it that you're doing your faraiz, see to it you're doing more of the mustahab. If you're not going for Hajj, do for Hajj, do for Umrah, and all the things. And then, the more you analyze, the more you realize you become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only your major problem, even your minor problem will go. Or, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you out. And as I told you, that if there is any calamity, it can be you have done something wrong, but it can also be a test. If you analyze that, okay, if you're doing wrong and you're trying to see to it that you stop doing the harams, or stop doing the makruh, faraiz you have to do, start doing the mustahab, and then, yet it's there, think it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the ayah, the last verse of Surah Baqarah, that Allah does not lay on anyone a burden greater than he can bear. So, it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to lay on us a burden greater than we can bear. So the tests are of various types, and Allah does not lay on anyone a burden greater than he can bear. So Allah wants to test you. That means Allah wants to put you in Jannah. Allah wants to put in Jannat al-Firdaus on a high level. So more difficult the test, the more greater the reward. And the most difficult test for all the human beings are the Anbiya's. All the Anbiya's, they have undergone a more difficult test than any other non-Anbiya human beings. Of course, the level of the Anbiya's, we consider them equal, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has own Anbiya's, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and their other. So, that is the reason the Anbiya's, because the test was more difficult than us, they will get a higher place in the Jannah than us. Then you have the Khulafa Rashidin, then you have the Sahabas. So we should see to it that we emulate our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Khulafa Rashideen, the Sahabas, and see to it we come closer to them. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accept our effort. And I pray to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, may He solve your problem and see to it that He removes all the wrong that you're doing in your life, and may instill all the farais, all the mustabs, and you come closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.